could you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shumanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of radio.
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, Salam, dear listeners, and warm greetings to you all. Welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, October 10th, 2021. I'm Atefa Erfani, hosting this program today. Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails, letters, and messages. So please contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcast, the programs of IRIB English Radio, because your views are very important to us. If you have any messages for our listeners around the world, then record your voice, send it to us, and get your voice heard in this program. Please do remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. Dear listeners, please keep us company until the end of the program. Welcome back to your program. It's Listeners Special, and as usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These reception reports are very useful to us, especially to our technicians and engineers. These reception reports, as you may know, enable us to provide a better service to our listeners around the world. So, all of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving an EQSL card from us. And here I truly appreciate those of our great listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports, including Konstantin Lazgin from Russia, Dan Olsen from Sweden, and Hector Fria Jofre from Chile. So, Konstantin, Dan, and Hector, we want you to know how much we value your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. Many thanks for sending us these reception reports. And of course, we have received so many emails and letters from around the world, which I mentioned some of their names here. And later during the program, I will read their emails or letters. Here we have an email from Dennis Kaso Lapkin from Russia. Thank you, Dennis. From India, we have an email from Motaram Kaga. Thank you. We have another email from one of our regular listeners, from Dan Olson from Sweden. From Richard Cook from England, we have an email, one of our regular listeners. And last but not the least, is an email from Vikram Keshwala from the UK, one of our regular listeners. Many thanks for sending us these emails from around the world. So please, after a short break, we will be back with these emails and letters. So please keep us company until the end. Welcome back. Here we have an email from Russia. This email is from Denis Kasolapkin. Denis says, hello, Radio IRIB, Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, actually IRIB English Radio. I am Denis and I live in Russia. I really like your country, Iran, with great people and ancient history. For me, it's amazing to see how different people with different religions are living in one place peacefully, without wars and violence. And I believe that this is a unique experience that you must share with other nations as well. Okay, and that's all from Denis Kosolapkin from Russia. So Denis, salam and warmest greetings to you. It's a pleasure to have you with us as a new listener. Thank you for writing this email to IRIB English Radio. So as you said, you love Iran. That's amazing. It seems that you know the ancient culture and history of Iran. It seems that you know Iran very well. So as an advice, to know more about Iran, please refer to Iranian sources like IRIB English Radio. So here in IRIB English Radio, we broadcast programs about Iran. One of them, which is about the tourist attractions of Iran, is Close Up Iran, which is broadcast on Mondays from IRIB English Radio. You can refer to Iranian sources, as I said, like IRIB English Radio. And that's great. As you said, different people with different religions, ethnicities, live in Iran peacefully, without wars or violence. And as you said, it's a unique point. It's a unique experience. Yes, in Iran, we have different religions, although the majority of Iranians are Muslims. We have Zoroastrians, we have Christians, Armenians, Christians, we have Jews. Yes, all people live in one place peacefully without wars or violence, and that's great. And for your information, all these religions have a representative in the parliament, in Iranian parliament, which is called Majlis, and that's good. So it seems you know a lot about Iran, and that's amazing. Denis Kosolapkin from Russia, many thanks for writing this great email to us. Please keep up the good work, write to us soon, and tell us your views about IRIB English Radio programs. And from India, as I said, we have an email from Mutaram Kaga. He or she says, "Hi, I am a new listener of Iran English Radio Language Service, or IRIB English Radio. I listen to your programs and visit your website time to time, and have to say that both of them are quite informative and interesting, radio and the website. But usually I only look at your news in the website. It's for 2 months that I'm listening to your programs. Please send me a QSL card. Thank you." So salam and warm greetings to you, Mutaram Kaga from India, and welcome to the world of IRIB English Radio. We are so happy to have you as a new listener of our radio. We are so happy that the signals of IRIB English Radio are received in your region and in your country, India. We hope that this mutual relationship between you and us continue. Of course, my colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card. In the time of pandemic, we sent you EQSL cards. So please keep up the good job. Write to us soon and tell us your views about IRIB English Radio programs. Thank you again, Mutaram Kaga from India, for sending us this email. We're looking forward to hearing from you very soon. So, dear listeners of Listeners Special, after a short break, I will be back with other emails, of course, from an email from Sweden. This email is from Dan Olson. Welcome back. Dan Olson, one of our regular listeners from Sweden, has sent us an email. Dan says, "Dear radio friends on IRIB, my name is Dan Olson and I am a Swedish radio listener. The 26th of September 2021, I had the pleasure to hear IRIB. I have enclosed an MP3 file, but apart from the program, I am 61 years old and I work as a teacher for children between 6 to 9 years. My interests and hobbies are listening to the radio, sports, and collecting stamps. Best regards from Sweden. Salam and warm greetings to you from Iran, Dan Olson, one of our regular listeners from Sweden. Lots of gratitude to you for sending us this email. So we received your MP3 file, which is a part of the program of IRIB English Radio. So you had the chance to catch our programs, as you said, on September 26, 2021. And that's great. Please tell us your views about that program. Yes, I wish you wrote your opinion about that program. You listened anyway. We wish you all the best. Write to us soon, Dan Olson from Sweden, and tell us your views about our programs. My colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card. And from England, we have an email from Richard Cook. Richard Cook is one of our regular listeners who says, "Good evening, dear IRIB English Radio staff. I hope you are well. Today I was picking you up rather good in English on 9855 on my mini whip antenna at 1952 UTC talking about Trump and Biden. Here in the UK, COVID slowly is calming down, but at the moment, we have gas suppliers shortage because of the lack of drivers. I hope to hear from you soon. Best regards from England." Salam, warm greetings to you, Richard Cook from England, and thank you very much for writing to IRIB English Radio. So you had the chance to pick up IRIB English radio signals, and that's good. And the program's talking about Trump and Biden, maybe it was in the limelight. Yes, in the limelight is a program about political issues, and maybe you were listening to that program. So if the COVID is calming down in your country, it's great. It's COVID is also calming down in Iran because most of the people are vaccinated, and that's great. And about the issue you mentioned about the shortage of gas, I've heard about it in the news, of course. Yes, I have heard about gas shortage in England, in the UK, and I'm sorry for that. So Richard Cook, write to us soon and tell us about the news in your country. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. Thank you for writing this email to us. And after a short break, I will be back with another email from the UK. Welcome back, and Vikram Keshwala, one of our regular listeners, has sent us an email. He says, "Dear IRIB English Radio staff, I could listen to your radio station today, and I'm writing to send you a reception report. I hope it will be of interest to you. Thank you so much for providing your program to the public and continue to broadcast on shortwave while other broadcasters are leaving it. If you issue QSL cards, I would very much like to receive one, if at all possible. I look forward to future programs and I will gladly send in reception reports from time to time. That is all. Thanks again for your help and kindness, and I look forward to hearing from you soon." Salam and warm greetings to you from Iran, Vikram Keshwala. Many thanks for sending us this email. It's great to have you with us. And it's great to hear that you, Vikram Keshwala, like many of our dear listeners from around the world, prefer listening to shortwave radio, traditional radio. It's good to hear your attitude toward this issue, because many of us like this way of broadcasting, shortwave radio, and that's great to hear your attitude toward this issue. So my colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card, because sending paper QSL cards is not possible at the time of pandemic. So Vikram, please write to us soon and tell us your views about IRIB English radio programs. Thank you for your commitment and kindness toward IRIB English radio. And now, dear listeners, time tells me we have to skip to the next section of Listeners Special, which is this week's interview. And this week's interview is conducted with one of our regular listeners. We hope you'll enjoy it.
Thank you for having me on the program. Yes, I try to tune in to IRIB English program as often as possible on different technical media like satellite, shortwave, but also I listen to IRIB English on the internet. And I think IRIB English is doing a fantastic job, because it's really hard to find news about Iran in the West, which is correct. I mean, Iran is a lot in the news in the West, in the Western media, but unfortunately, it's always a very colored view, a very one-sided view. And IRIB is proposing the news like it is the truth about Iran. I mean, IRIB is giving the Iranian point of view, and it gives a total other perception about the news than what you hear here in Western media, which is always about, I'll give you one example about the nuclear file. As a matter of fact, the nuclear file in Iran is going about civilian nuclear energy, peaceful nuclear energy. And here in the West, they always bring the nuclear file of Iran as, you know, nuclear weapons, about aggressive policies, which is not at all true. So I listen to IRIB English to hear the truth about Iran. Yes, I call upon all listeners of IRIB English, please do like, as I did, visit Iran. Because if you want to know Iran, of course you can tune into IRIB English, but also it's really important that you visit the country yourself to experience the friendliness of the people, the beauty of the country, the rich culture and the rich history of Iran. So please visit Iran. It's very easy to visit. I mean, the infrastructure is good, the roads, the public transport, the hotel infrastructure. So it's really easy to visit the country and to have a look yourself.
And here we wrap up this week's edition of Listeners Special. Please keep in touch with us, and goodbye.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to englishradio@irib.ir. That is one word, englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with Arabi English Radio.